Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Had one person say that they used the Sunday fertilizer and it works great. So I'm going to try it and I will let you know how it works. I will put it out. I'm putting out, put out some this morning. I'm going to put out some more tonight. And again, it's all. And somebody said that maybe Sophie's got pica, P-I-C-A. And that's dogs that just eat anything for whatever reason. She's not really like that. She doesn't eat anything. She eats some things that are bad for her. Nothing in the house. That's one of the good things. She eats nothing in the house. She destroys nothing in the house. But outside, she eats mulch. She eats rabbit poop, probably cat poop. You just, oh my gosh. So that's been a pain. So we've even started feeding her more. Because I was like, maybe she's just hungry. Maybe the kids start. I mean, she's a petite little thing. She's got a waist that I can put both hands around, you know. So we started feeding her more. Still going on. So she'll eat sticks. And I don't mean chew on sticks like dogs do. She'll just eat them. She will tear up. She'll tear up some of her toys. And she'll just shred them. And that's the only thing. In the house, she will sit there with the toy and destroy it. Right. And then all that's got to come out. You got to put on the gloves. This is no fun. So we will see. We will see what happens with the Sunday fertilizer. If it just keeps her from eating it, that's fine. You know what I wish I liked more? I really do. I wish I liked baseball more. I just cannot get into baseball. I want to get into baseball. I would love to get into baseball, but I just find it mind-numbingly boring. And yes, this is from a guy that watches golf on a regular basis. I find baseball, and listen, if you love baseball, I admire you. I wish I was one of you, because I'll show up at the golf course some mornings and, you know, everybody be standing around waiting to tee off. And they'll be talking about the ball game last night. Hey, did you see what the Braves did last night? Oh, yeah, Hernandez did a great job. He struck out three. And I'm like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I mean, I know the game. I've played the game. I just don't follow the game. I wish I followed it more. I wish I was more interested in going to a Greenville Drive game. But I'll be honest with you, it's been 3 years and that's fun. But I mainly go for the hot dogs. Hate to admit that, but that's the truth. You know, baseball's good. Especially minor league ball. That's my favorite. I like keeping up with that. But anyway. But then I read, Charlie, golf is mind-numbingly boring. No, it is not mind-numbingly boring. If you know the nuances of the game and how it's played, and I'm sure the same can be said about baseball. Charlie, I love baseball, playing it, but boring watching it. The way I keep interested is you take pictures, take a camera, take pictures of the place. There you go. Maybe so. They have changed the rules in baseball. Now they have a pitch clock where you've got I think it's like 45 seconds or however long it is to throw your next pitch. And that they wanted to speed the game up a little bit, and I don't blame them. However, when I read stories like this one, it makes me not want to get involved in baseball. Chicago Cubs reliever Luke Little was forced to change his glove the other night. In fact, it was last night in their game as the Cubs were playing the Houston Astros. Why do you think Well, you know what this might call for? This might call for a Charlie Challenge. That's right, because I know you're the smartest, hippest, most with it, most intellectual radio audience in all the land. I bring you this Charlie Challenge. Chicago Cubs reliever Luke Little had to change his glove last night as the Cubs played the Houston Astros. Why did he have to change his glove? For this, we will go to Will. Will, why did Luke Little have to change that glove last night?
Too much glove sweat or hand sweat.
Too much hand sweat, Will says. Is that the correct answer? Nope, not it. I mean, it could be like a spitball.
Right. You know? Yeah, I mean, you know.
Could be like Phil Niekro, have a little Vaseline in there or something like that. Yeah. That was not it, though. That was not it. See, I know a little baseball.
Right.
I was there the night in Atlanta, Fulton County Stadium, when Pete Rose got struck out by Gene Garber in the ninth inning to end his 44-game hitting streak. I was there that night brokenhearted because I wanted to see Pete Rose go on. I was a big Cincinnati Reds fan, by the way, big fan of the Big Red Machine, but that was one strike. Will, why did Chicago Cubs reliever Luke Little have to change his glove?
Oh, did he get his hand bruised when going to catch a fly ball or something?
No, not it. He was, I'll give you a little hint. He was forced to change his glove.
Was the glove not regulation? Was he pulling a, what was it? Is it Tom Brady?
I'm going to give you a
half.
I'm going to give you half credit on that.
All right.
Half credit. It was considered not regulation because he had an American flag on it.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Just the American flag. It wasn't the mitt. Nope.
It was on the outside of the glove. It was on one of the fingers of the glove. And they told him, nah, baby, nah. You can't be coming out on the field with that American flag on your glove, young man. What do you think this is? America's sport?
Right. If you don't have your team's insignia on there, what are you doing?
I don't get it. Right? Yeah. Whose team are you playing for, by the way,
right,
bro? The issue was the American flag on his glove. Pitcher's gloves, they're pretty strict about not having white on the pitcher's gloves. Apparently, the flag had what they said could be a distraction to the hitter. Wink, wink. Yeah, right. As Little went to the mound to warm up for his ninth appearance of the season, number 16 for his career, a clubhouse attendant went to his locker to find a replacement. The first glove he brought to Little had an American patch on it, so he went back to get another one, which hadn't been all that broken in. So anyway, but see, it's stuff like that. Stupidity like that.
What are they claiming that this, the white on the glove is a distraction?
The white on the American flag was a distraction.
How, why? Did they go into that or?
I don't know. I have no idea. Good gracious.
It's wild.
I have no clue.
Aren't their uniforms typically white?
You know what? Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
This Chicago Club uniform that he had was actually gray. Now, listen to this. But here's the thing. And you say, hey, maybe Charlie, hold on. That's legitimate beef there because there was white on the glove. Well, hold on. Wait. There's also white because he's got the Rawlings logo on it. And he's also got the Chicago Club's logo on it, which also has white.
I know what it is. It's because they'll confuse that with the pitcher's mound, the little plate on there.
That's obviously it.
You can't have white stripes, you know? It's just too much going on.
Can't do that. No.
White on white. You can't do it.
How much are you making a year as a Major League Baseball player? I think you ought to be able to overcome an American flag on somebody's on a pitcher's glove.
I think at that level,
you ought to be able to block that out.
You would think like these guys are pros; they can deal with a little American flag action.
You would hope that would be the case, but not necessarily. We'll be right back. When we get back, taxes, all of Biden's taxes. That's coming up on the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Joe Biden just proposed, what is it, a 46% capital gains tax? 46%. This is like either 44%, 46%. This is the largest capital gains tax we've had since the 20s. Since the 20s. They are coming for, and you know, they wanted to do that, what, 87,000 new IRS agents. They're coming after you. They keep saying they're not. They keep saying they're not coming after you. This, no. We just want to go after the rich because that's the siren's call of all of these liberals. Soak the rich. Wasn't it Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that showed up at the Met Gala? I remember that. It was a Met Gala. She showed up in this dress that said, tax the rich. Tax the rich. You see, that's you know, one of those, that's their mantra. When actually everybody knows that the rich already pay more than their fair share in taxes. How much do they pay? They pay a lot. They pay a great deal of money in taxes. In fact, the top 1% of income earners pay 46% of taxes in the United States. Think about that for just a second. That's just the top 1% paying 46% of the taxes. Now, let's take a look at this. 2021, percentage of federal taxes paid by the wealthiest 1%. Yeah, I'm sorry, is actually 45.8% at the top 1%. The top 5% of income earners in this country, the wealthiest 5%, pay 65.6% of all the taxes. That leaves 34.4% for, and you know how much money the bottom 1% make paying taxes? Zero, none. In fact, 40% of all Americans pay zero income tax. None. But yet the top 5% pay 65%, closing in on almost 70%. When you go to the top 7%, it's like 70% of all income taxes that are paid by the rich. Well, let's get the rich. I always tell people this because people always say that. Well, you know, Charlie, I believe that the rich should pay their fair share in taxes. Well, let me tell you something. I got a little surprise for you. I have never received a paycheck from a poor person. Right? They're the ones that are making the investments. They're the ones that are taking the risk. They're the ones that are doing this. Now, that's why I always get into arguments with people about this. I think the fair tax is the way to go. You charge the tax at the cash register. And why is this? Well, just think about this. Let's say you won the lottery. That's not even a good example because you pay income tax on that money. But good idea. Let's say you're one of the working girls out here. And I saw another one last night, by the way, going home. You're one of the working girls out here on Woodruff Road. Yes, they're there. All you got to do is look. I don't go scanning for them, but I just see them. You're one of these girls out there on Woodruff Road. And you're driving along. You think she's paying income tax? No. You think drug dealers are paying income tax? No. They're not paying income tax. There are a lot of people in this country that aren't paying income tax. A lot of people. So the fair tax basically takes, 24% at the cash register. And people go, 24% sales tax? Oh, my goodness, Charlie, we can't afford that. Well, it also eliminates all other federal taxes. All other, every single stinking federal tax that we have out there, every excise tax, every import-export tax, all of those taxes immediately go away, and they're replaced with the sales tax. I think it's a great idea if it is kept to its original intent and original purpose, all right? So, but they'll come along and they'll try to mess that up anyway. So, but that's never going to happen. I've pretty much resolved myself to that. But it is a dream that I have. Because if you make $1,000 a week, you bring home $1,000 a week. And then you decide when you want to pay taxes on something. So if something was, in this economy, $100. Let's say you buy a chicken at the grocery store, and it's $100, which is not far from the truth these days, right? They're expensive. So you decide if I'm going to pay that $124 for that chicken. However, the price of that chicken is going to go down because, remember, all of those other taxes have been taken out. And also remember, think about how much money you spend at the gas pump on federal taxes for gasoline. I know we talk about the gas tax a lot here in South Carolina, and rightfully so. We should, because that money's not being used for what we thought it was going to be used for. The federal government also takes taxes at the gas pump. And I guarantee you, folks, it's a lot more than 24-25%. So let's just see, how much federal tax, let's see, your tax is on a gallon of gasoline. How much? United States federal excise tax on gasoline is 18.4% per gallon and 24.4 cents per gallon for diesel fuel. And that goes to the Highway Trust Fund. Now, that's the excise tax. Now, hold on, because that's not the only tax on a gallon of gasoline. Because that store also gets taxed. They get taxed. You see those little stamps on the gas pump. You know, it's got the inspection. Okay, that's a tax. To have that tank at the ground, that's taxed. The truck is taxed. The tires are taxed on the truck. The engine is taxed on the truck. The windshield wipers are taxed on the truck. Every time a person touches a product, it has a tax attached to it. So if you could imagine something costing $100 now, it might only actually, once you remove all the federal, every federal tax, it might cost $75. So when you bring home $1,000, you keep $1,000. Joe Biden is increasing taxes, even though he claimed that he was not going to raise taxes one penny on anybody earning less than $400,000. Another thing that's going on in the federal government, the FCC has just voted to reenact net neutrality. Now, this is kind of a complicated thing because net neutrality is something that isn't exactly what it sounds like. When we get back, we'll talk with Jason Shepherd about it. It's the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas. Well, the FCC has voted to restore net neutrality, and that's one of those complicated issues because that's one of those things that sounds like something, but it's not. Let's talk with Jason Shepherd. Jason Shepherd is the founder of Wimkin Social Media. They got 9 million users over there at Wimkin. They've been banned from Apple and Google Play, and he joins us right now. Jason, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me, Charlie. I hope you're the same.
Absolutely. Doing great. Net neutrality sounds like, when you say that, we want net neutrality. That sounds like a good thing, but it really isn't, is it?
Yeah. So realistically, when the way they put it on paper, it does sound like, hey, it's basically the same type of free internet for everybody. And I don't mean actually not paying for it. I mean, more or less, you know, hey, we're not going to charge you more, and basically kind of like an equality aspect, so to speak. But, you know, when you actually start putting broadband and these type of communications in front of the FCC, you know, what we're seeing right now, Charlie, is what you just saw in Australia, first and foremost, which is not in this country, of course.
Right.
What they're trying to do to Elon Musk and what they're trying to do because it's an internet connection, saying you must take this, you know, this Bishop's where he was stabbed video off, or you face these consequences.
Right.
We're seeing, you know, internet be put in with the EU European Union, obviously, with their Digital Services Act, where they're trying to find, you know, platforms like myself, obviously Meta and Twitter and X. Still can't get used to that X.
I can't either.
But, yeah, I don't think anybody can. But you know, they're saying they can fine us 10% of our global annual revenue if they deem something as misinformation, we refuse to move it. And then also, too, obviously, the Restrict Act and the TikTok ban, you know, these are things that are really scary once you see this net neutrality come back into play, because now you have your internet governed by the government.
Yeah.
And you're seeing it everywhere else. And it's very scary. We've already seen what happened with the COVID lockdowns. We've seen, you know, people get pushed into their homes, working from their homes. Obviously, anybody who needed to go and work from home to, you know, stay obviously alive, so to speak, if you think about it,
right.
They were forced in behind a broadband connection. So now they're trying to regulate that. It's just very suspect.
It really is. And when you look at, like if you get your internet from, I don't know, let's just use somebody, AT&T, and AT&T has some comment or some content that they want people to see, under net neutrality, they wouldn't be able to push their content to their subscribers, right?
You are absolutely correct. And, you know, it actually goes, this is where it realistically, again, it doesn't sound bad for consumers, but, you know, now let's state that you and I are on, let's say you're a huge streamer, or you like to do, you know, maybe you have, you know, children or something in your home to where they're utilizing a lot of bandwidth. And then your neighbor, you know, that doesn't use anything, you know, he just, whatever he needs internet for, he uses. He doesn't use it for internet TV or anything like that. Now, it would come down to the fact that these ISPs, internet service providers, could actually, you know, give you a break on your bill. But now they're not allowed to do that either. So, you know, they can't even adjust their pricing. Yeah, it's really interesting. That's probably the only real negative when it comes down to actually consumers. But, you know, obviously the major negative is the fact that they're trying to control what we're about to, you know, be able to see.
Yeah, why were you banned from Apple Play and Google Store over at Wimkin?
So we were number one when we were banned by both. We were banned 3 days after Parler was. We were blamed for the alleged insurrection just because we offered free speech. Yes.
Yeah.
And none of our we had basically nine instances of what they called inciting violence on our platform. Literally, they went and looked through everything. Five Google Play took offense to, and then four from Apple. And, you know, we fought back for 8 months. Our user base emailed them almost daily saying, we're going to drop Apple phones. We're going to drop Google. We're going to do everything we possibly can. You guys have to let this stuff in because, you know, at the same time, you're having people saying, I hope Trump dies of COVID. We have Kathy Griffin holding a severed head of Trump. You know, nothing like that was ever said on Wimkin. The only thing they said is basically traitors should be hung for treason, which is literally the penalty for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's... It's just very, very sad that we had to go through that. But we were banned for 8 months. But, you know, our reputation precedes us and we fought back. We won. Then we had to deal with it. This is why we know so much about the whole censorship aspect and what we're seeing and why this bothers us so much, seeing what the FCC is coming back and trying to do now. But we were also investigated by the House Select Committee on January 6th. They tried to shut us down. They wanted every single piece of information on every single user on our platform.
Wow.
And we said no. Yeah. So
good for you.
We saw this coming down the line. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And then to see, like, and you brought up Australia with that priest being stabbed. Australia wants that video taken down, and Elon Musk is saying no. Why does the government think they have the right to censor information that is coming to the people, not only of Australia, but also all over the world? What makes them the gatekeeper for information?
They're not a gatekeeper. You know, first and foremost, the only thing that I believe they would be able to do is say, okay, X is not allowed in our country anymore, and they can try to shut it off on that level.
Right.
For them to try to state, you have to take this down, they have no jurisdiction in any way, shape, or form unless that, you know, is unless X is headquartered in Australia, which it is not. But you're seeing this also, too, with the European Union and their Digital Services Act. You know,
yeah.
Thierry Breton from France, he is heading that, and he states that, hey, if you don't take down what I deem as misinformation or disinformation, you are going to get fined. And it's a huge fine. I mean, honestly, with Musk and Zuckerberg's platforms, 10% of their global annual revenue would probably, that would be a whole gross domestic product for many countries.
It sure would. It sure would.
So,
I mean,
you know,
we're seeing right now exactly and going beyond what George Orwell ever imagined in 1984.
You are 100% right. And you know what? When I started this Wimkin 3.5 years ago, I never thought it was going to get this bad. I mean, you couldn't conceive, you know, it could. And I always make it's not even a joke. It's just, it kind of puts it in stark contrast. I said, you know, in 2019, in November at Thanksgiving, if I told you we're all going to be locked down in 4 months, you probably would have had me locked down in a straitjacket.
Jason's got some problems. Got to put him in a padded room.
But we are really at the place in time now, Charlie, that you have no idea what's going to happen the very next day. I mean, they will try anything at this point. They saw what they were able to do and get us to lock down and, you know, pretty much have manipulation. So I guess it's just for them an experiment to see how much we will take. And, you know, obviously everybody relies on broadband connections. Everybody needs one, especially after COVID forced us all to work from home.
Sure.
So, you know, it's just, it's wild to me. And I don't see it getting better unless we get, you know, a Trump in office.
Yeah, I agree. So if you're not on Apple Play, if you're not on Apple Store, if you're not on Google Play, how are people getting on Wimkin now?
Well, so we actually won our appeals.
Okay, you won
against
that.
Them in, yeah, about 8.5 months. So we've been back on the App Store now. So you can go to Wimkin in the App Store. It's W-I-M as in Mary, K-I-N as in Nancy. The FCC wouldn't let us use WMKN, so that's why we have to have the I's in there.
Right.
But it stands for World Must Know Now in honor of free speech. And then you can also go to the website. It's just Wimkin.com. And it's pretty much just like a Facebook meets a YouTube, but with free speech. We have all the features, live streaming, you know, voice and video calling. Yeah, we have it all. Yep.
Nice. Wendy Bell killing it over there on Wimkin.
You know what? Wendy's actually, I believe she's gone exclusive with Rumble at this point
now.
So, she was getting about 50 to 100,000 views. Well, you know what? You have to do what's best for your platform and sustain. So, it's not easy being in conservative radio. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, you got, amen, brother.
As you know.
Amen. You're exactly right. All right, Jason, best of luck to you over at Wimkin. I appreciate you being on the program and explaining some of that to us. Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back. This is the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas. Well, you remember the governor's race in Arizona between Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs. We all remember that. This woman, Katie Hobbs, has been an absolute nightmare to those people in Arizona. Truly a nightmare. She is all for open borders. And she even vetoed a bill. It was a bipartisan bill. They came out of the House there in Arizona. And basically what it would have done, literally what it would have done, was if you have somebody living in your home that has just decided that it was going to be their home, let's say you got a rental property somewhere, and all of a sudden you show up to check on your rental property, and hey, there's somebody living in it. Do you know what you can do to evict them in Arizona? Nothing. You can do nothing. It's adverse possession. It would cost you probably thousands of dollars to get lawyers involved. Well, there was a bill in front of the house there that said basically all you got to do if you're a homeowner, you got somebody living in your home that's not supposed to be there. You sign an affidavit with local police. The police would show up and they would evict the squatters. Well, Katie Hobbs said no. She doesn't want, this is a bipartisan bill. See, that's, I mean, when you talk about how important some of these other states' elections are, this is what we're talking about. I mean, Carrie Lake, do you think she would have tolerated this? No, absolutely not. She would have signed that thing. The ink wouldn't even have been dry yet. So, illegal, and most of these things are happening from illegal immigrants that are coming in across our southern border. Well, not only that, not only did Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs do that, she squashed 10 other measures on Tuesday sent to her by the Republican-controlled legislature, legislation that would have barred students from other states attending college in Arizona from voting in elections there. I think that's a pretty good thing. Because you're, even though you're going to college in a state, doesn't mean you're a resident of a state, and it certainly doesn't mean that you're registered to vote. It also would define who could shower with whom in public schools. In other words, boys can't shower with the girls. Katie Hobbs said, no, we'll have none of that. In the bill, it also required enhanced sentences for those convicted of multiple incidents of organized retail theft. Now, this is a big deal because you're seeing all these videos online of all these smash and grab jobs, and you think, look at these people, they're horrible. No, they're employees. These people are working for these clearinghouses. They're going in, they're doing the smash and grabs. They're taking all of this merchandise to a central location, dropping it off, they get paid, off they go. Meanwhile, these products are showing up on Amazon. And other places as well, eBay, whatever site that you could possibly think of. They're there. Katie Hobbs said no to that. Absolutely. I'm just, what is, why? I mean, if the people of Arizona don't understand, well, hell, I mean, good Lord. They voted for McCain how many times? I understand. But if these people don't understand what's going on with their governor and what's going on in this country, good gracious. And it made me so mad because there were some hinky things we all know about Maricopa County, what a debacle that is. But the fact that the GOP just pulled up stakes and left town right after that election, it made me physically ill that they didn't stand back and they didn't get in the fight with Katie Hobbs, I'm sorry, with Carrie Lake, and talking about the obvious troubles that they were having with their elections in Maricopa County. They should have stayed there for the fight, but they didn't. They let Carrie Lake just twist in the wind. Why? Because Carrie Lake is a true conservative. Now, remember, all of this was going on under Rana, not going on over Laura Trump right now. But the GOP's got to stand in there and they got to fight, or we're going to be getting this all over the country. She vetoed a bill saying who could shower with whom. That seemed, to me, that just seems like a no-brainer. Doesn't it? There is actually a chance, and it may be a slim chance, ladies and gentlemen, maybe a slim chance, that Donald Trump could actually win New York. If he did that, he would be the first president since Reagan to win New York State. Polling numbers right now are looking like voters are abandoning Joe Biden and they are turning to Trump. Now, I don't want to say what's going on in New York is good because it's not. It's horrible. It's a witch hunt. We all know that. But it is actually showing some of those people in New York exactly what's going on with the federal government. Donald Trump is going everywhere and people are flocking to him, chanting, "We love Trump," and 4 more years. He could actually pull this thing off. And he said something the other day. In fact, he said it, I believe it was sometime today. Let's take a listen to some of this from Donald Trump. Let's see what we got here.
President Biden's electric vehicle mandate. He came over and spoke to the media. Here's what else he had to say.
I'm going to make a play for New York. I just heard there was a very good poll came out. Normally, a Democrat will win New York. Biden is the worst president in history, and we have some very bad people here, but we have the greatest people, and they're right behind me. And they all want us to run, and we're gonna run very hard in New York. They've taken my constitutional right away with a gag order. That's all it is. It's election interference. This whole thing is election interference.
And that was Donald Trump actually saying it, because usually Republicans just roll over and play dead in New York. Not the Don. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show. News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.